Good morning. Good morning, Mick Chowman. Off on a lovely scenic drive. People say, bit of a spiteful cunt, actually. You know, when you get people or groups of people sort of acting in concert, either they're active fucking assholes or they're passive sort of assholes, or they're people who should speak up and say and do nothing. You know, they'll sit on their asses and let you be ambushed. And say and do nothing about it before it happens. And you know, after it happens, they'll say and do nothing about it. You know, they're just brain-dead fucking cunts. They're lying. It's like lying by omission, you know? Well, I went to this religious organisation and yeah, no, I won't go another day. And this religious organisation, there's some pretty fucking duplicitous people in it, you know? And you know, I wanted to see about, you know, renting a room there for a small public meeting on a weekly basis, you know. And you know, one of their sort of members started coming round a little bit, you know. Oh, so you've just moved into the area, have you? Oh, yes, well, I'm so-and-so, and I do this, that, and the other, and where you're from, and oh, fucking beautiful, last night's cold coffee. Nothing better. And she was just the advance party. She was just a scouting party, you know. And this fucking, the people in this church just pulled all sorts of, they're running all these fucking scams in the background, you know what I mean? And so what happened was this cunt, this, and the priest was a fucking poofter priest. I don't mind if people are straight or gay, you know, or if they're fucking normal or homosexual or something, but this guy was a, you know, religious fucking fucker who, who started coming round to try and fuck me. You know, rubbing his cock through his thumb, with his thumb through his pants and shit like that in front of me, you know what I mean? And so yeah, well, to get to the point, is that a few, you know, the dwindling congregation, you know, they were about 9 or 10 at the time, you know, like 25 years ago, and slowly by slowly they're dying off, all the geriatrics, all the cunts who just sit there and the most atrocious shit goes on and they say and do nothing about it. You know? And that's from within their own fucking ranks, you know? And yeah, so in the last few weeks there's been about two of them have fucking died and got buried, you know? Two or three of them or something, or former members of the congregation, active members of the congregation, or former members of the congregation, or it might be just fucking people who live in the district, you know. But there's been a few funerals, and I know at least one of them was from that church, so I reckon their numbers are down to, you know, they're having to combine because there's so few fucking people. They're having to combine their services, and you know, like one church has got like say 6 or 7 people, and the other church has got 6 or 7 people. You know, so if they've got, you know, if they combine them, they're too stupid and too locked in their own little fucking worlds to you know, pull their head out of their asses and say, well, why have people just stopped coming here to listen to the funny stories about, you know, the guy in low Earth orbit, you know, with his magic powers and telepathy. His magic powers of flying into low Earth orbit and talking to us by telepathy. You know, no one's ever actually asking the big questions. Why have people just told us wholesale just to fuck right off? And you know, so so, you know, they've died. That's good. So, you know, once they get down to, say, 4 or 5, the place is going to close. They can't, you know. And, so I see they're also in the position of, you know, I can, you know, institute the death knell on that fucking organisation too, you know. Just expose the fucking racketeering and the shit that they get up to. And, so what happened was, also in, say, we've got town A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, you know what I mean? And there was a butcher's who was contracted by a supermarket to supply all their meat, you know. So I used to ring ahead with this fucking supermarket and say, oh, well, you know, you got, you know, next week's specials, can you sort of, or whatever, fuck, I forget the exact sort of thing. But I ordered about a week in advance and said, look, you know, or 5 days in advance or some shit, you know. I said, can you get us, say, 12 or 13 kilos of the lamb chops, you know? And they go, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And then they put that order into the fucking butcher. Now, what happened was the butcher only supplied about 3 kilos. And so I was left short about a month's worth of meat. You know? I was left short. And I asked the chick at the supermarket, I said, what happened with the fucking meat? I put in an order for, say, 13 kilos of fucking meat, and I've only got 3. What's happened with this? She said, oh, I don't know, you know. Well, fuck, you should know, you know? And you know, and the butcher, his wife used to drive their little refrigerated van around to all these different places, dropping off, you know, meat to different supermarkets and stuff. And you know, so she knew me, and she knew all the gossiping bitches that would just be slagging me off behind my back, and I'd say, oh, hi, hey, how are you? Lovely day. And, you know, how's things or whatever, you know? And, so what happened is I was about, we'll just say 30, it happened a number of times, I'd be hitchhiking between the towns, you know what I mean, and this fucking woman, she would be going to within about a block of where I lived, you know, she'd be going right past the fucking place, you know. And that was like 30 k's up the road sort of stuff. And I'd be hitchhiking and she'd just drive fucking right on by. Not once would she ever stop and give me a lift. Oh, g'day, how you going type stuff. You know, you want to ride, you know? You know, that's like once every 3 or 4 months or whatever, you know? And, that happened probably maybe 5-6 times, you know. And I thought, you fucking ignorant little cunt, you know. You leave people just stranded on the side of the road, you do nothing to fucking help them. And, you know. Well, anyway, one day, my girlfriend and me and the girlfriend who nobody knew anything about. Oh, who is she? Where's she from? Fucking what's her name, you know? Well, all the gossiping cunts. Well, one day me and the ex-girlfriend, thank fucking God, we went into the butcher shop to get some meat on the way through, you know? And this bitch is just standing there. And this bitch is just fucking standing there. And the first thing she does is she starts up this fucking conversation. The fucking dopey bloody husband, you know, she starts up this conversation, basically she starts prying into my fucking girlfriend's business, and I wish I had the wherewithal to say, well, look, we're not here to discuss our private and personal lives with you. We're here to buy meat, you know. But, you know, since you're more interested in gossiping than you are, you know, in selling meat, selling your product, then we're going to leave. Bye. You know, I wish I had the wherewithal just to be assertive like that, you know. Just stick it. I fucking hate gossips, and I hate sticky noses, and I hate people who go, you know, they're not really interested in, you know, wanting people to sort of, to be helpful. They just want something to gossip about, you know. Well, anyway, this butcher, he'd opened up a couple of different shops at a couple of different towns. And I went into another one of these fucking towns in the middle of nowhere. And there's a fucking empty shop sitting there. So, fuck him, you know. You know. See, people, this is how stupid it gets spread around. People say, oh, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, you know. Why not? I do. You know, there's plenty of people around, you know, like, I won't go hunt them down and kill them and spray their brains down the fucking hallway with a sawn off shotgun, but I don't like them, you know, absolutely do not like them, and I kind of feel pretty good about it when they keep fucking other people over and they get worse and they get worse and they get worse, and until the day comes where they're such cunts, they drown in their own shit, you know. I don't have a problem with that, you know. Because they won't learn, they won't apply the lessons, they won't do what it takes to change themselves, they just keep being cunts, you know. Keep being destructive, fucking crazy people, you know. So when they went out of fucking business, and I saw that they'd gone out of business, I put it down to several things, possibly. One is the service. You know, if they're sort of kind of fucked in the head and messing with the customers, you know, jerk with their jerk off fucking bullshit, coming on short orders or fuck whatever, you know. That's fine, they can do that. They did it with me. I don't know what else is going on. So there's a standard of service and there's the pricing of their product. You know? And if the bumfuck nowhere supermarkets are able to get meat at, say, $16 a kilo and they're consistently selling the same sort of meat for, say, $19 or $22 a kilo, and then they're not running super special, like monthly specials, you know, to match the supermarket. So when the supermarket's selling, say, lamb chops for $13 a kilo, and, you know, they're still got theirs at fucking, you know, $22 a kilo or some shit like that, then, you know, I don't believe in screwing people ruthlessly into the ground for 5 cents. But I'm also smart enough to know that, you know, if your prices are consistently higher and a lot higher, and there's sort of no variation on it, then there's, people are going to go, you know, people are going to be buying on the dollars per kilo basis, you know. So that's if, the butchers that burnt me, him and his fucking... I fucking hate gossips. Him and his gossiping bitch of a wife, who's quite happy to drive past and leave you standing on the, you know, stranded on the side of the road, when they could have, you know, given you a ride for like 30 km and dropped you off, like, you know, one block away from where they were going. You know, people like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they went out, they've closed shop in this small town. And the supermarket gets their business, you know. So, you know, I've always hated that guy's guts for giving me the short orders. And it's not just him, but when you deal with major supermarkets, there's so many of these dinkum Aussies who are complete fucking dead shits, who do everything they can to fuck your orders up and then take no responsibilities, you know, for the staff, you know. If you say, I'll have 10 loaves of flatbread, or 10 packets of flatbread or something, you know, to last a month sort of stuff, you know. Then they say, oh, we don't have any flatbread, we've only got Lebanese bread. It's flat. It's unleavened bread, you fucking dumb cunts, you know. It's either big squares or big round discs, you know. And when you ramp it up the chain, it's full of fucking cunts. Go, it's not my fucking job. Oh, fuck, what are you complaining for? Fuck, well, you know, I've just put in an order for, say, 2 or 3 weeks' food and only 1 week's worth of food's turned up. And your fucking supermarket's 130 k's away, you cunts, you know. You fuck me around like that, you know, fuck. You know, so Woolworths and, you know, or Safeway and fucking Coles are absolute cunts for that stuff. You know, retarded staff. And I've confronted a couple of staff that I actually ran into who were filling my fucking orders and fucking the whole thing up. Wait a second. What are we doing? You know, so genuinely pissy. They got lazy, lying, buck-passing cunts that do everything they can to fuck your order up. You know, if you mark in the online ordering, if they don't have it, they can substitute for something just like it. You know what I mean? Flat bread is flat. It's unleavened. You know, you fucking. So yeah. So you know, I won't hunt the guy down and kill him, but I've always just fucking hated the guy's guts ever since. You know what I mean? You know, I put in a fucking order for 13 kilos of chops and only 3 kilos turns up, you know. Because he fucked, you know. I just get tired of people who drop you in the shit because they don't give enough of a fuck to do anything about it, you know. To sort the fucking shit out that they create. They don't do anything to head off the fucking problem in the first place. And then when you're in the shit, they all fucking bail out and, you know, backdoor type stuff to fuck you over, you know? So that's good, you know? So we're up for a, you know, we're up for a trifecta here, you know. The butchers who I've fucking despised went broke, went out of business, and at least two fucking people out of three from a fucking church have died, had their funeral services, you know. So they're about to close down. And And the other thing is that yeah. So we again go into that sort of mythology, or, you know, oh, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Well, why fucking not, you know? If your worst enemy is a fucking cunt, you know, if they can't, if you can't go hang them, then for fuck's sake, go celebrate when they'd hang themselves, you know, I do. You know? Bit of air, and you know, so yeah, the what was I thinking? And that's another thing, you get these fucking cunts who sit there saying, you get these fucking cunts sitting there saying that you know, you get fucking in AA and stuff like that. I, for all the shit I've ever been through, helps one, at least one other person, it would all have been worth it, you know. And I look at them and I think, you know, and, you know, I look at them and I think, if all you've done can only help one other, at best, can only help one other fucking person, it would all have been worth it. You know? And I say to them, you know, why are you aiming so fucking low? You know? Why in the fuck are you aiming so low? You know, why not 10,000 people or 100,000 people or 1,000,000 people, you know? You know, I've done shit that's affected the lives of half the fucking people on the planet. You know, I kneecapped eBay with a fucking, you know, during the bloody big, when they had that fucking asshole Meg Whitman, they changed from her to John Donovan, that fucking retarded cunt and a half. And they got greedy and they got stupid and they abused the customer base. You know? They really are, you know, that, those books of, oh, the CEO, oh, CEO of the year, oh, fuck, wow. You know, I think most of those things are self-aggrandizing bullshit, you know? And, yeah, but I single-handedly divided eBay's remaining customer base in half. And I worked really hard on it for about 3 months was a huge big fucking input, and 5 months, you know, eBay's customer base was half of what it once was. And quite proud of that. Pleased with the result. And another thing was that, you know, 30 years ago, you know, all the bicycles had open bearings that would fill with, on the crankshaft and all that sort of stuff, the wheels and that, they had open bearings that would let the dirt and grit and water in. And so you'd have to clean the bearings out and change them every fucking, you know, so often. There's particular rates of wear, like just because a ball and race have worn a bit doesn't mean, you know, you can't clean it, strip it, clean it properly, re-grease it and reassemble it and just do it up a little bit tighter than what it was to accommodate the looseness that has accumulated from the smaller balls and bigger races, you know. And so I wrote to the majority of bicycle manufacturing companies and I said, why in the fuck aren't you cunts doing something, you know, you can buy, why are you still using open cup bearings on fucking bicycles, you brain dead cunts, you know. And I mean, you know, friction is a thing on a bicycle because you don't have a lot of power in the first place, but it's quite possible to have, you know, low coefficient of friction lip type seals, you know, on the shafts, and very low viscosity fucking grease. So, you know, you can have a good set of bearings that last nearly forever. See it now, and I wrote to all those companies. I said, you got to fucking knock off this retarded bullshit. These are not the days of, you know, ox carts, you know. This is modern sealed bearings have been out for a long time. You know, they run on the front of engines and gearboxes and all sorts of fucking places, in and out of water and dust and dirt and all sorts of shit, and they don't give any fucking problems, and they'll do it for 500,000, you know, like a million kilometres or some shit, you know, at 3,000 RPM or whatever, you know. So you got no excuse, time to fucking change up, you know. And they did. And one company copied another company and other companies copied the fucking car makers and the, you know, just everybody started going, oh, fuck, you know, he's right, you know. So there's a ton of that sort of stuff. You know, so you got me to thank for it. You know, the management of eBay have been kicked in the fucking balls. And the bicycle manufacturers are now making bicycles with nice sealed cartridge bearings. And sealed wheel bearings, you know. You know. There's nothing wrong with labyrinth bearings, which are just seal by making it hard for the water and dirt to get in and for the grease to sort of get out, you know what I mean? If they're properly designed and they've got enough fucking area and sort of flow restrictions, they're quite all right, you know what I mean? But they've got to be designed to sort of really slow down the ingress of crap into the bearings. And what's it called? But straight non-friction, straight lipped type seals, you know, they're properly set up and properly lubricated and all this other sort of stuff, you can have really good bearings that just last a long time and have virtually no appreciable sort of drag in the drivetrain, you know. It all adds up though, a little bit here, a little bit there. 10 little bits and you got one big bit, you know. But in terms of durability and the lack of maintenance and that, having sealed bearing sets for the life of the bike is a lot better, you know. So, yeah. And what else? Yeah. So, yeah, when people, you know, you kind of, I kind of want to grab them around the neck and just fucking shake them and say, do something about this. You're a part of this and you're complicit by your fucking silence and it's not good enough, you know. You're either a malignant cunt or you'll go along with it by choosing not to speak up, speak up or speak out or do anything about this, you know. And, you know, and there was a chemist. They'd have their fucking operations in another town and people would come in the morning, put in their prescriptions and come back later in the afternoon. Now, if you're passing through that fucking town, you know, if it's Friday, you come in on Friday afternoon, they say, oh, we can have it ready for you Monday morning, you know. Or if it's you coming in the morning and they say, oh, yeah, well, come back at, say, 3 o'clock this afternoon and we'll have it ready for you. I don't have 5 hours to sit around on my ass waiting for a prescription to be filled. I want to go to a place that actually has all the necessary medications in stock, you know. And they don't get it, you know. And they keep up that operation until, you know, a chemist opens up nearby that has all their stuff in the store and they can fill the prescriptions then and there. I won't say immediately because it takes some time, you know. But you can go for a walk down the street and do a bit of shopping and other shit and then come back. You know, they can do they can fill the prescriptions in, say, 5 or 10 minutes. And then, you know, you go out and do some shopping and get some other sort of stuff done. And it's, yeah, so I've walked into, this is where these people are so fucking insulated with this small town mentality, you know, that they don't, the women working in these fucking, you know, satellite pharmacy sort of things where they basically, you know, aside from a box of tissues and a couple of cough lozenges, they've got nothing in stock. So what happens is, yeah, they have to send away to another town where their head pharmacy is and the stuff will come in that afternoon. And I'm thinking, you know, after the new place is opened up just down the street a bit, you know, they're, I'm saying, you know, what's the fucking, you know, what's the point of coming in here and say at 10 o'clock in the morning and you're saying come back again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to pick the stuff up when the people next door or virtually next door have got all this stuff in stock and I can just walk in there and buy my stuff and then leave. You know, I don't have to make fucking 2 trips. You know, I said, if you don't change your ways, you're going to be out of business. You know? And these women would look at me like I'm from fucking Mars. Oh, what do you mean? Well, I don't think they even had the wherewithal to be able to do that, to even say, oh, what do you mean? You know? They're so sort of backward and so sort of that small town thing, you know what I mean? and they're women, and they're dumb. They are extraordinarily stupid women. They just don't get this at all. So if you're consistently not able to supply people, and you're start doing this shit from the 1950s kind of, you know, and you're expecting people to go in there, put in their prescriptions, and come back either, you know, 5 hours later, or fucking, you know, if it's Friday or something, come later afternoon Friday, come back Monday or Tuesday, depending if there's a public holiday or whatever, that they expect you to go along with that. And they don't get that if you can walk into the pharmacy, you know, virtually next door and get your stuff, walk in, get your stuff and walk out. They don't understand how they're going to go out of business. And when you explain it to them, the basic principles of commerce, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And, you know, they said, oh, no, but if you get your script, we can have it filled for you by 3 o'clock. And I said, look, I'm not here to fucking play, you know, fucking customer service ping pong. I can, you know, I walk in here. I'm not going to make 2 trips into fucking town for one prescription. You know? I've got better things to do with my fucking time. I can just walk up there, you know, get my stuff and leave. And yet you're expecting me to make 2 trips into town to fucking get this shit, you know? You need to change your game. Otherwise, all your customers are going to end up going up there all the fucking time because they don't want to play this fucking pharmaceutical bloody ping pong and shit going on all over the place. You know what I mean? They don't want to do it. They just want to get their stuff and leave. And it doesn't fucking register with these women. You know, they're so fucking dense. It doesn't register. If all your customers are going over there, then there's no income to keep this store running, and then there's no income to keep your wages paid. So not only are you going to lose your, this store is going to close, but so is your fucking, you're going to lose your job too. You know, so start looking up the idea subject of marketing, you know. Start doing some research. Start getting your stock in. You know, start getting all the lines that you normally have to order in almost all the fucking time. Start getting those in. Start getting a supply of that in store and keeping it in store. You know what I mean? If you've got, say, 200 people in the fucking district who are coming in getting regular fucking medications, you should be having, you know, they're coming in regularly to get their medications once a week or once a month or whatever, you know, or once every 2 weeks or whatever. You should be having that stuff in stock and have about 3 weeks supply ahead, you know, of fucking running out of fucking stock, you know. You know, if you're selling 10 packets of fucking some sort of influenza medication or some shit like that, if you're selling 3 packs of those, say 10 packs of those a week, every fucking week consistently, you know, then you should have that stuff in stock. You should have 30 packets in stock, you know, and, you know, once you get down to about a week's supply, you should be putting in another 3 weeks, you know. All that sort of stuff. They don't fucking, these women were so fucking stupid. They don't get that. They've never had to think. They've never been forced to think. They've never had to think. They've never had to fucking set goals and ambitions and targets and fucking, you know. They just do what they're fucking told. Oh, you know, we get the prescription, then we send them over to the head chemist, and then they drive, you know, 50 or 60 k's over here, and then they drive 50, drop the shit off, and then they drive 50, 60 k's back, and they do that, like, you know, 3 days a fucking week or something. Why? Why not just have your fucking, you know, your month's worth of fucking 3 weeks supply on hand at any one time, and then just keep reordering every 2 fucking weeks? No, they don't do that. And they're so fucking dense. It's beyond their comprehension to fucking register that shit. You know, they just sit there going, oh, well, I'm saying you're about to fucking, that business up the road there, they're taking all your customers because they can deliver the goods. They're supplying the goods and services. People walk in, get their stuff and walk out. And you're fucking around, people around with the double dipping delivery type shit, you know? You know, the cost of employing one person to drive backwards and forwards, you know, maybe 5 days a week, that's 120Ks fuel, plus their wages, because they don't keep the store stocked with, say, 3 weeks' worth of fucking medications. So they're doing this bullshit, and the people, everybody's being fucked around by these stupid cunts. Everybody has to go in there, place their script prescriptions, and then they fill them out, and then they drive a car full of drugs over, you know. And then the people have to come back. I mean, are you fucking stupid, you know? These women are so fucking dumb, they don't get that. Your business is heading towards extinction. You're going to be out of a job. Oh, but if you come back at 3 o'clock, we'll have your prescription for you. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not driving all the way back into town to get my fucking, you know, when the guy, you know, up the road a bit, he can supply you. I walk in, put my scripts down, say I'll have some of these, and then I can walk to the supermarket, and then I can walk to the takeaway shop, and then I can go back, you know, get my script filled and then fuck off, you know. These women don't get that. So anyway, enough snivelling. Thank you very much for your time. Bye.